Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast, Today's Word, from our weekly sermon. If after listening you have questions or would like to know more, please contact us at our email address, otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com, or check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org. So we're looking at Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20, and talking about making disciples. Jesus' 11 disciples went to a mountain in Galilee where Jesus had told them to meet him. They saw him and worshiped him, but some of them doubted. Jesus came to them and said, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Go to the people of all nations and make them my disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to do everything I have told you. I will be with you always, even to the end of the world." So, do you know what your purpose is? Do you have a personal mission statement? Many of us do, but for the most part, it is unwritten, and I think a lot of the time it's also a bit vague. Something like, I want to be a good dad, I want to do good in school, I want to be the best pitcher on my baseball team. Those mission statements are by themselves fine. They all sound kind of admirable. They aren't really comprehensive, though, and they don't really sound like they would shape your life unless you put a bit more work into them. Now, there's a story out there that Michael Jordan, the basketball superstar, as a kid, wanted to be a great basketball player, and that's what he became. So obviously, a mission statement like that is good, even essential if you want to be a superstar. And it helps if you're tall and perhaps born into a professional athlete's family. Maybe more helpful is if you are driven by nature. But there's one thing that is more important than all the rest. Your mission statement has to be actionable. If you say you want to be a great dad, that's wonderful. But that only works if then you decide to start doing and continue to do the things that make for a great dad. In other words, to make a mission statement come true, to fulfill it, you have to then decide what you're going to do to make it come true. If you want to be a great dad, you can't miss every dinner at home. You can't be unavailable for the kids' games and concerts. You're going to have to decide that the kids are your priority, and you're going to do everything you can to help those kids of yours be amazing. Because being a great dad includes making great kids. You can't just give the kids stuff. You need to be there for them. You can't show up on the sideline at a Little League game and scream at the refs or the coach or your kid. Instead, you become the parent the kids can rely on, the one who comes through, the one who cares enough not only to love on the kids, but to help them become their best selves. You need to make your dadding, as it were, actionable. Just like Michael Jordan, who, when he decided to practice hundreds of free shots in his backyard every day for years, ended up being that superstar. Becoming a superstar at anything requires not only a mission statement, this is what I want to do, but an action plan, and this is how I'm going to do it. And that's exactly what Jesus is doing in Matthew's gospel in chapter 28. He's giving the disciples a mission statement and an action plan. He's telling them what they are to be about and is telling them how to accomplish it. And what is the mission statement? You are to go into all the world and make disciples. Not make churches. Not make denominations. Not worship on Sunday at church and then go home and wish you were a disciple. You are to make disciples. You all understand the word make, right? It's an action word. It requires effort. It assumes that you will bring to the task energy, intelligence, imagination, and love. So bottom line, Jesus is making clear to all of his followers that to be a follower means to be a disciple maker. Now, sometimes we get to thinking that assignments like that are what we have pastors for, right? We assume that it is the job of the Christian ministry director or the small group leader or the Sunday school teacher, anyone but us. And you know what's coming, but just for clarity, the answer to that is no. In fact, Jesus makes clear here, it's all our jobs. It's our mission statement as Christians. This is what we are to be found doing between here and eternity, making disciples. So how? What is the action plan? Well, according to Jesus in Matthew 28, this is what you do. You go, you baptize, and you teach. Jesus commands his disciples to go. In most English translations, it says, go to the nations, which is fine, but perhaps a bit unclear. The Greek word underneath the English translation, to the nations, while possible, is not the best choice because it fails to convey the uniqueness of Jesus' command. Because the word translated nations is actually the Greek word ethnos, as in ethnicities. This is pretty powerful stuff. Jesus is not sending his Jewish disciples to teach and baptize just the Jews in the diaspora, that is, all over the Roman Empire, but Jesus is sending his disciples, all of his disciples, to the ethnicities. To be more precise, to the Gentiles. Jesus is telling his disciples, in fact commanding them, to cross all cultural boundaries in order to make disciples everywhere. The boundaries of male and female, black and white, Jew and Gentile, and two disciples across every other cultural boundary you can imagine. And while you're there, you are to do two more things. One is to offer baptism, so that as new disciples begin their journey in faith, they begin with the symbol of rebirth, coming up out of the waters, beyond the safe haven of mom in that first birth, and beyond the shadow of death in the second birth, bursting into the community of faith, open now to all that God has for them as the children of God. And then we are to be teaching that faith in Jesus Christ that sustains us and motivates us to live a life full of God's presence and power to the others we have gone to meet, whether those others live across the street or in a distant part of the world. We are to be teaching them and ourselves about all that Jesus taught, about the central importance of the community of the disciples, and about the lens of love, that we are to love God and love our neighbors in the way we love ourselves. Understanding your own mission statement is a great first step. Sit down and make sure you know what you are all about. And then think through how your mission statement as an individual and your mission statement as a disciple fit together. And then make sure all of it is actionable. We are to go, baptize, and teach, making disciples wherever we go, including right at home, at work, and even on the ball field with our kids, because Jesus said so. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast of our sermon. We hope that you've enjoyed it. And if you have any questions, feel free to let us know.